904. There's been an urgent call for intervention and holistic well-being owing to research revealing that there's been a surge in obesity among children and women in our country. We find out more and what can be done. Justine Lacey from ProfMed shares more.
The Honest Truth with Benita Vergatini.
Smile. 90.4 FM.
In recent years, there's been a noticeable surge in obesity among children and women in our country. Filling us in on why we're seeing this uptick is clinical executive at ProfMed, Justine Lacey. Justine, good evening and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Good evening, Benito, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Just by way of context, Justine, what is the current state of women and childhood obesity in our country?
So currently the trends in South Africa related to both overweight and obese citizens are very concerning, Benito. And certainly the number of people affected is on the rise. If we take studies that have been done over the last year or two, the results show that obesity has actually increased dramatically in adults over the last 20 years. And in addition to that, the prevalence of obesity in children 6 to 14 years of age in South Africa is higher than the global average.
And what are the key factors, Justine, that are contributing to this rising rate of obesity amongst children and adults?
So the causes of obesity are multifactorial, but in the interest of time, I can name three of the more significant drivers of obesity,
yeah.
Which would be dietary habits, sedentary lifestyles, and lack of strong policies in key sectors of government. So from a dietary perspective, we see that more and more people are consuming energy-dense foods such as sugar, sweetened beverages, and processed foods, which we know changes from their natural state and usually contains high levels of salt, sugar, and fat. If we look at a lack of physical activity, what we're referring to there is actually people who have a sedentary lifestyle. And examples would be individuals who have prolonged periods of immobility. So that could be voluntary or involuntary. By voluntary, I mean people who actually lie on the couch all day. Involuntary could be more people who are bedridden or people who are actually forced to sit at a desk all day and work in an office environment, perhaps. So these periods of prolonged immobility have a negative effect on metabolism, blood flow, and blood sugar levels, which all contributes to weight gain. And then the third factor that I mentioned was lack of strong policies in key sectors. And this would include the health sector, agriculture, and urban planning, to name but a few. Stronger policies in these areas would definitely support healthier lifestyles.
Joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth is Justine Lacey, Clinical Executive at ProfMed, elaborating on why we're seeing an uptick in the prevalence of obesity in children under the age of 5 and also in women between the ages of 20 and 24. Join us too in conversation on 0829 904 904. Further to what you had shared around policies, how do you see measures can be taken in those respective sectors, Justine?
So, Benita, the Department of Health's vision is for a long and healthy life for all South Africans. And they actually have an updated strategy that's aimed specifically at the reduction of obesity and consequently the development of non-communicable diseases, which we see as chronic conditions, your chronic conditions. So we can actually... If we look at the previous successes of government, these include early childhood campaigns and the health promotion levy, which we saw implemented on sugar-sweetened beverages. And their focus then, as far as the strategy is concerned, would continue to look at creating an enabling environment for people to make healthier food choices, also be given the opportunity to actually be physically active and receive appropriate nutritional education, which, as we know, goes a long way to people implementing a healthier lifestyle. So legislation restricting advertising of unhealthy food and beverages to children would be very important in halting the rise in obesity, and also capacitating health workers in the counseling and management of obese individuals would also be pertinent in taking this forward and looking at a healthier citizenship and a healthier generation to come.
Physical health, Justine, is often the primary concern when one discusses obesity and the factors impacting it. What are the broader effects on the emotional and mental well-being of both women and children in this regard?
So I think what's pertinent to mention is that the link between obesity and poor mental health is not a one-way street. So we know that obesity, besides the physical consequences, also impacts negatively on the mental health of the individual. But it can also work the other way, meaning that mental health conditions can also influence a person's weight.
Right.
But either way, mental health impacts an individual with obesity by presenting itself as depression or anxiety. People with obesity may also experience low self-esteem, and they may even go on to develop eating disorders. This all contributes to a poor quality of life for the individual.
Hmm. Would those challenges that you've outlined, would those also confront women in relation to obesity and the impact that it has on their overall health?
Absolutely. Certainly mental health plays a huge role, irrespective of gender and age when it comes to obesity. But there are a few unique issues, actually several unique issues, that are specific to women who suffer from obesity. And that is that they are a lot more likely to develop chronic diseases, including breast cancer, than women without obesity. And they also experience issues with fertility, meaning that women with obesity have greater difficulty in falling pregnant, as well as experiencing a greater risk of complications during pregnancy. A woman with obesity also experience other gynecological issues that women without obesity may not experience.
How can these be addressed, do you think?
These should be addressed through people being more aware of their weight and seeking help when they feel that their weight is getting out of control. Women in particular should also have a regular consultation with their healthcare practitioner and ensure that their preventative care testing is seen to on an annual basis, so that any issues that might be obvious are picked up at an early stage. Mm.
Justine, what advice lastly do you have for parents and caregivers when addressing obesity within their children?
That's a very good question, Benito. So what I would say is that parents should steer away from processed foods and energy-dense, high-calorie foods that their children may be exposed to, and perhaps focus more on natural raw foods for their children. And of course, ensure that mealtimes are regular, as well as ensuring that there is time away from screens, and to encourage more opportunity for physical activity, whether that's running around the garden or partaking in school sports. All in all, consistent sleep routines, moving more, a healthier eating pattern and replacing screen time with family time.
Mm. Justine, where can our listeners find out further information around what you've kindly been sharing with us this evening?
So, Benito, there's a wealth of information on the website, but if individuals do not have access to the internet, they can. I would advise that they speak to their healthcare practitioner, who can either refer them to an applicable provider, or can directly give them guidance on improved dietary habits and an exercise regime that would suit their needs.
Mm. Justine Lacey, Clinical Executive at ProfMed. Appreciate your insights and your advice. Thank you, Justine. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Benito.
Smile. 90.4